This is Edie Cosmos, bringing you the Survival Guide 2019 for Burning Flipside, the Sisyphean Celebration, May 23rd through 27th, 2019. Gate hours, Thursday and Friday, May 23rd through 24th, 9 a.m. to midnight. Do not show up early, you will not be admitted. Saturday, May 25th, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday, May 26th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. No admittance after 4 p.m. so that volunteers can enjoy the burn too. Effigy burn, Sunday, May 26th, dark 30. Monday, May 27th, you must leave the property by 5 p.m. In Greek mythology, Sisyphus was punished for his self-aggrandizing craftiness by being forced to roll an immense boulder up a hill, only for it to roll back down when it reached the top, repeating this action for eternity. Today, tasks that are both laborious and futile are called Sisyphean. Scholars have seen Sisyphus's eternal struggle as personifying the absurdity of the human experience, concluding that one must imagine Sisyphus as happy, as the struggle itself towards the heights is enough to fill one's heart. Flipside is many things, but it is nothing if not a Sisyphean celebration. As we have now done for 21 years, come Exodus, we will all have little but mud, ashes, and the stuff we came in with, but we will leave richer for the experience. It's the journey, not the destination. This year, we hope to celebrate the process rather than rebuke the goal, because one must imagine us as happy that the struggle through the Pecan Playa is enough to fill our hearts.
What is Flipside? The philosophical and the practical. Burning Flipside is an experimental community bound by a spirit of participation, mutual respect, and radical self-expression. Inspired by the Burning Man event, it is a place of acceptance and inclusivity. Everything you see inside Flipside is created by your fellow participants and volunteers. There is no paid staff or paid entertainment. There is no them. There are no concession stands or cash transactions, except ice sales. Even bartering is discouraged. This is a sincere experiment in creating a gift economy. And as this is a Leave No Trace event, you must pack out everything. You voluntarily assume any risk of serious injury or death by attending.
Burning Flipside Principles. Self-expression. Our events foster an environment of creative self-expression where participants feel supported to honestly express their inner selves through artistic creation, performance, and in their social interactions. Accountability. Our events foster an environment of personal accountability where we hold ourselves responsible for our own actions and take personal responsibility for meeting our own needs, for the event itself, and for the event's impact on the world at large. Cooperation. Our events foster an environment of cooperation, where participants work together to resolve potential conflicts respectfully, to help mediate conflicts between others, and to create art, performance, and social space on a larger scale than one person could alone. Additionally, participants seek to keep events sustainable by volunteering, cleaning up after themselves, and assuming personal responsibility for conducting themselves in accordance with local, state, and federal laws.
There are more than 6,000 volunteer hours involved in making Flipside run, and that's just at the event. Gazillions more hours are spent throughout the year.
What to expect? With about 100 acres, there's room for parties, performance art, group events, art cars, guerrilla theater, music, and art installations large and small. The event is what you bring to it and make of it. Theme camps. Before Flipside, many people join or organize a theme camp around common interests, art events, and opportunities to give to the community. They're a great way to meet people, share resources, and engage with the Flipside experience. If you aren't part of a theme camp, open camping zones are available for everyone. Music, dance parties, and megaphones. There's always something going on. Flipside is roughly organized into areas by sound. Loud, really loud, and slightly less loud. There's no guaranteed quiet zone. Plan ahead with earplugs and other sleep aids. You can always ask nicely for someone to turn it down.
Effigy burn. The effigy is conceived of and built by volunteers in the months before Flipside. The burn is planned for Sunday night. It is preceded by a procession through the city that is open to all, and a fire performance coordinated by the community. We reserve the right to burn the effigy at any time, or not at all, depending on weather conditions. In the rare chance the effigy is to be burned early, we will do everything we can to let the community know. Volunteering. There are no spectators at Flipside, only participants, and one of the most direct ways to participate is to volunteer. Many people consider volunteering their art form, whether it is the emotional assistance of Sanctuary or the manual labor of Shaven Apes. Every department at Flipside makes our event go. What does that mean? In a nutshell, when you look around, you know someone is contributing to the gift of their time and expertise. There are leadership roles in the organization to suit different abilities and personalities. Creating leaders in the community is one of our main goals, right alongside creating art. Contact volunteerinfo@burningflipside.com. We'll work with you to find a place where your talents can be utilized. Can't wait for Flipside? Then don't wait. Make stuff happen every Wednesday night at Church Night. Church Night is community building, literally. Want to meet people? Have a project idea and want to find help or get feedback? Projects come in all sizes. Paint signs or cigarette butt tins, or help build the effigy. Church Night is every Wednesday around 7 p.m. at the AAR Warehouse, 3106 Industrial Terrace, Austin.
Relevant dates. Flipside, April 1st. Theme camp and art registration ends. May 18th, load-in. May 23rd through 27th, Flipside. June 1st, load-out post-event cleanup. Pre-Flipside work weekends, February 15th through 17th, March 15th through 17th, April 12th through 14th, and May 3rd through 5th. All year, see burningflipside.com/calendar for church night, combustion chamber meetings, and art night at La Warehouse.
Effigy facts. Tallest was The Rocket in 2005 at 45 feet. Longest, Burning Bridges, 2011, at 60 feet. There have been only 2 years out of the 20 that weather conditions made a burn impossible. The average effigy takes 2,550 work hours to build. The team starts in early February and on average works 700 hours at the event.
A Guide to Terms. AAR, LLC. Austin Artistic Reconstruction, LLC. Limited Liability Company. Our volunteers who organize and host the event. Also, real nice people. AS, Area Facilitators, are volunteers who manage teams of leads and are responsible for broad areas of the event. Proven level of awesome. CC, the Combustion Chamber, is a diverse group of volunteers serving as advocates for the community and advise AAR LLC. Could be you. DAFT, Design and Fabrication Team. These people turn a big bonfire into epic beauty. LEADS, volunteers who manage specific functions for the event. Many LEADS also manage teams of other volunteers. MOOP, Matter Out of Place. This is the common term for crap on the ground that doesn't belong there. We don't have garbage cans or maids. Pick it up. Mutant Vehicles, commonly known as art cars. The DMV, Department of Mutant Vehicles, handles registration of mutant vehicles for the event. PETs, Pyropolis Emergency Team. This is the on-site medical emergency team, which is awesome to have and handy when needed. Pyropolis, what we call our city. Rangers, khaki-clad volunteer conflict mediators and mobile info booths, always ready to help. Sanctuary, a place as well as an idea. If you're having a hard time coping with something, these people can lend an ear. For information, ask a ranger.
Burning Flipside, a leave no trace event. Bring the kitchen sink and then take it home. If you bring it in, you are responsible for taking it out. You must haul out your own trash. There is no recycling, but you can still do your part by separating, bagging, and taking yours home. Think ahead about how you will deal with wet and dry trash. Start with less trash. Buy in bulk and remove excess packaging before you go. If you are in a theme camp, get together with the others in your camp and make a camp-wide plan for cleaning up. For your personal camp area, make sure you take the time to pick up MOOP, Matter Out of Place. It's a good idea to bring at least 2 extra trash bags more than you think you'll need for your camp's trash and recycling. Don't forget the little ones for necessities in the porta potty, like hygiene products and wipes. Never let it hit the ground. Be an earth guardian for your camp and make sure things are kept tidy. Prevent the release of other items that disturb the property, such as excessive gray water, chemicals, gasoline, cleaning detergents, or any other non-native items. Do not disturb the wildlife. They were there first. Organic items such as banana peels, eggshells, etc. are also considered moot and need to be removed upon departure. Plan to spend 2 hours cleaning communal areas of litter, the effigy field, roads, riverbanks, trails, and commons. It's not just about your camp, but about all the spaces you enjoy. We leave the entire event site as if we were never there.
In 1998, Burning Man Texas was held in part as a fundraiser to help out the Burning Man organizers. It raised $500. The price of a ticket was $15.
Planning. Pre-Flipside registrations and logistics.
Art. What are you bringing? Where do you want to put it? What do you need to make it go? Register your installation or piece so we can point folks your way and help you get the resources you need. See burningflipside.com/art or email art@burningflipside.com. Art registration closes April 15th. Broadcasting. If you want to run a low-power FM station at Flipside, you must contact the event organizers at llc@burningflipside.com prior to the event for approval.
Burnable art. Burning art is part of our culture at Flipside. It is a symbolic celebration of the cycle of life and death. We don't dwell on what we've done so much as we celebrate what we can do. If you plan on bringing art to burn, contact Art Logistics in advance for approval and coordination. You must also register your art piece for placement. This refers to only art that is consumed by fire. There are steps you must take before your piece will be approved to burn, including a quiz on site. There is no guarantee that your art will burn. Please plan other creative ways to destroy or transport out your art in the event of a burn ban. You may not leave it behind. If you plan on bringing flame effect art, such as propane-fired devices, you need to register your art piece by April 1st for placement purposes. Questions? Contact Art Logistics. And don't ever throw toxic or dangerous things into any fire.
Children. For the protection of minor children and in accordance with Texas law, any minor child attending this event must be accompanied at all times by someone with legal authority to make decisions for the child. A minor is anyone under the age of 18. Bring proper documentation to demonstrate your authority to make decisions for the child. For the child, print out the minor affidavit at burningflipside.com/minor affidavit. Fill it out and have it notarized. Alternatively, you can bring originals of official documents identifying the child, such as a birth certificate or passport. An electronic copy of your documentation will be stored along with the signed event waiver. For the parent, bring a photo ID. You are solely responsible for the care, supervision, and well-being of your child at all times. There may be activities not suitable for children or behavior that you may not wish your children to see. Do not expect anyone to censor their behavior because children are present. You must sign an event waiver of liability for each minor child, including a statement that you have authority to act on behalf of the child. Bring everything your children will need to have a safe and enjoyable event. Inability to take care of the minors you bring to the event can result in ejection of you and the minors in question. Questions? Contact the AAR LLC.
Drones. FAA rules require drone operators to register with airports within 5 miles. If you plan on using a drone at Flipside or have other questions, please contact media@burningflipside.com so we can provide a list of drone operators to the airport. Follow the photo and social media policies with any recorded media captured by drones. Operate with direct line of sight to the drone at all times. Fire and fire performers. If you are planning fire activities, contact the safety area facilitator at safety@burningflipside.com. If there is a burn ban, no fires will be allowed at all, not even those in burn pits, and all fire performers must be in designated areas. Generators. We are all big fans of lighting up the night, having AC, making music, and this means you'll probably be bringing a generator. Bring a quiet generator and a baffle. It's a first step to making friends with your new neighbors. If you can, spring for a quiet one. Place your baffle so that those who get the benefit of having the generator are dealing with the repercussions. Do not set it on, next to, or over the boundary of your neighbor's camp. Even you don't want to hear it or smell it, and it's yours. Your neighbors don't either.
Hi everyone, my name is The Judge, I'm with Rangers, and this is about media depictions. Burning Flipside is a private event. For the protection of all artists and participants at Burning Flipside events, Austin Artistic Reconstruction LLC retains full and exclusive ownership and control of any and all filming and recording of any other pictures, descriptions, audio, or accounts, hereinafter referred to as media depictions, of any and all Burning Flipside events. AAR LLC will not sell or use your work without your permission. Commercial use of all media depictions is prohibited without prior written permission of AAR LLC. Approved professional media will receive a camera tag indicating their approval and have been informed of our community expectations for the media. Anyone encountering a problem with a photographer or videographer should discuss it with a ranger. Like me, perhaps. Please, come to me. I'll be happy to talk with them. Trust me. Information about the media policy and permissions may be obtained at burningflipside.com/media. Please note, there are no comp tickets available for members of the media. You must provide supplies and shelter for your entire crew. Deal with it. Okay, on to recreational vehicles and trailers. First of all, no hookups or pumping is available. If your trailer or RV is coming as part of a theme camp, please make sure to include this information in your theme camp registration. If registrations close, contact City Planning Team directly. If your trailer or RV is not included in your registration, you may not be able to park in your camp. You may have to relocate your beast if it's deemed an obstacle by the event organizers. Now, in the interest of space, traffic flow, and emergency access, there are restrictions on where RVs can be parked. There is a designated RV park with adjacent camping to accommodate trailers and RVs. If you use a generator, please review the generator etiquette guidelines. No in and outs for RVs. Sorry, they must be parked and left stationary the whole time.
Service animals. Service animals are allowed on a case-by-case basis. No emotional support animals. If you require a service animal, email llc@burningflipside.com by May 1st, 2019. Don't be a stranger. The Flipside Flame is a great communication resource. Advertise your theme camp fundraiser, find out about events, and read about community issues. Submissions go to burningflipside.com/contact/ff-submission. And you can read it all at burningflipside.com/flipside-flame. It'll help you plan ahead. Mutant vehicles and art cars. Pre-register to drive your sweet art ride around the city. If you want to cruise the grassy playa in any motorized vehicle, you must register with the Department of Mutant Vehicles and have a DMV tag. All other motorized vehicles must go to parking once unloaded in the timeline specified by greeters or be artfully disguised and stationary in your camp. An art car is not just meant to transport you around the event. It's also supposed to be art and provide a service to the community, including providing rides to fellow participants. Remember, an art car or mutant vehicle is a form of self-expression and is a gift. Pre-register at secure.burningflipside.com/register. No mutated buses or vehicles in excess of 35 feet long or 8.5 feet wide. No protruding bits that are wider than the track of the vehicle unless properly marked and a spotter is used for movement around the event. Full list of guidelines at burningflipside.com/art/mutant-vehicles. Have gelled headlights for night driving.
Sound systems. All sound systems must be pre-registered by April 1st. No fooling. If you are creating or using anything with lots of sound, you must be familiar with and abide by the Burning Flipside Sound Policy. The sound policy can be found at burningflipside.com/soundpolicy. You will be asked to sign a sound policy agreement upon entering the event. If you have questions, please contact the sound lead at sound@burningflipside.com. If your art piece involves loud sound, you must indicate that in your art registration. If camping with a sound system, you must register as a theme camp. If your theme camp will have amplified music or loud sound, you must indicate that in your theme camp registration. Mutant vehicles making sound must also abide by sound policy and must register with the DMV. Theme camps! Guess what? They also have to register by April 1st. No fooling. Theme camps are a central part of the Flipside experience. Register by April 1st at burningflipside.com/themecamps. Fill out your form with accurate information so city planning volunteers can place you in a spot where your camp will be seen and you'll have an awesome time.
What to bring? Glitter stays at home, leaving more room for your water and bacon. You know, the important things. Bring it. Burning Flipside is an exercise in radical self-reliance. You must, I repeat, must bring enough food, water, and shelter to survive and hopefully enjoy your time at the event. Gifts are a wonderful expression of the community, but you must take responsibility for your own survival and well-being. Don't be a sparkle pony. That is, don't show up expecting everybody else in the community to take care of you. Participants arriving with inadequate supplies will not be allowed to enter the event. Here's the bare necessities. You must have 3 gallons of water per person per day. This is for drinking, dishes, body washing, and food preparation, etc. You should always keep a bottle of water with you at all times. If you find yourself getting cranky, drink some more water. Staying hydrated is important. You should have enough food and beverages for your entire party for the entire amount of time you plan to be at the event. You should bring your own first aid kit. You can see burningflipside.com/first aid kit for a comprehensive list. But basically, don't expect pets to fix your little boo-boos or banish your headache. Plus, all of your required prescriptions and contact lens supplies, toiletries need to be brought in. Bedding and shelter and some type of good camp tent is recommended along with sleeping bags. Single-ply toilet paper is always a good idea. There is no guarantee that the porta-potties will have toilet paper in them. Bring enough garbage bags to cover all of the garbage that you'll create, plus a couple of extra so that you can pick up moop and whatever accumulates or what you can find during the event. If you're a smoker, please bring portable ashtrays. Void mint tins work really well for this. Flashlights, you'll need a flashlight. Headlamps are extremely useful. Always have extra batteries for everything you need. Sunscreen and sunglasses. You don't want to get sunburned the first day, and you don't want to squint the entire week. You also want to have some good, solid, closed-toe footwear. Always carry a cup with you. You'll also need an ice chest with enough ice for the entire duration of the stay. You can also purchase ice at the ice trucks during the event. That's the only thing that is sold at Burning Flipside. You should also make sure to bring some common sense, an open mind, and a positive attitude.
The Flipside Board and area facilitators manage a budget of $336,000. That covers Flipside, Safety Side, the warehouse, and events throughout the year.
This is the recommended list. Shade structures, umbrellas, parasols, sheets, things to break the cruel midday sun, and I do mean cruel. A cooking stove, portable showers. There are no showers at Flipside. Earplugs, not everyone will sleep when you do. Insect bite treatment and medication. Watertight protective bags, i.e. heavy Ziplocs, for cameras, electronics, gear, etc. An FM radio. Some participants set up micro-powered stations for your entertainment and public service announcements. Blinky lights, toys, magical fabulousness, and swell stuff to share. Anything you think that would make things more fun for you and your fellow flippizens. Handy wipes. Spray bottle for misting, which can be a true blessing in that cruel midday sun. Rope. String. Duct tape. Zip ties. Chains, things to tie stuff up with, fuel for stove, generators, mutant vehicles, etc. Abundant amounts of whatever makes your life better. Beer, bacon, chocolate, coffee, powdered donuts, .. A baffle for your generator. A MERS walkie-talkie. And see in the survival guide, emergency cell call boxes on page 10. And finally, clothing for a range of weather conditions and costumes.
What to leave home? Go ahead and bring the kitchen sink, your costume closet, and that art project you've been working on all year. But these things, not so much. Prohibited. Animals, except for service animals by prior arrangement, are prohibited. Firearms are prohibited. Fireworks and other explosives, prohibited. Now you want to think twice about excessive packaging. It's always best to buy in bulk, have reusable containers, or consolidate before you arrive. Think twice about feathers, they're quite moopy. Think twice about glitter. How are you going to clean that up, seriously? And definitely think twice about lasers. Let's talk about lasers. Lasers are cool, but even inexpensive handheld ones can cause permanent blindness almost instantly if used carelessly. Before using or even packing a laser, think hard about how you'd use it responsibly and whether the fun you'll have with it will outweigh the risk. Improper use of lasers can result in temporary or permanent blindness. Seriously, look it up. Never shine a laser of any size into anyone's eyes, including your own. Anything larger than a handheld laser must be mounted 7 feet above the ground and must be aimed into the tree line. If you bring a laser, you're taking personal responsibility for the safe use of that laser. If you have any questions or concerns, email AARLLC at llc@burdenflipside.com.
City planning volunteers lay out every theme camp in CAD in the effort to make sure everyone has room. Volunteers spend more than 120 hours flagging the city before the event. Maps and arrival. Map, gate, greeters, parking.
Here are some directions to get to this place. Drive to Thorndale, Texas from wherever you are coming. Take FM 486 north to San Gabriel. Make a hard right and San Gabriel. The road is still FM 486. Travel 3.1 miles to the intersection of FM 486 and County Road 428. That shit is a dirt road. Bear right on Country Road 428 and travel 1.3 miles to the flip side entrance. Oh snap, you're almost there, but wait. Drive through the property gate and present your will call receipt and ID to the gate crew. No sneaking anybody in your car, we will check it. For more specific directions from other cities, see burningflipside.com/directions.
Annual mass gathering permits are issued by Milam County. After a review of our volunteer staffing plans and our processes for environmental protection, leave no trace, health and safety, pets and rangers, and security, gate, guardians, and greeters.
Gate. The first folks you'll encounter are the gate staff. The gate is staffed by a private company working with AAR LLC to provide impartial services for the thousands creating Pyropolis. Gate is not greeters. They aren't there to make sure you feel the Flipside super love. They process your ticket and make sure you are adequately prepared and not sneaking someone in. Please wait until you arrive at greeters to begin your Flipside experience. Follow all requests from gate staff. Giving them attitude will not get you in any faster. You'll have to sign a few waivers. Where appropriate, please legibly print your real name, not your burner name. Gate staff will apply your wristband, which helps us and Milam County Sheriff Department identify and deal with trespassers. Please keep all ticket information updated. If you are transferring a ticket to someone else, do it at secure.burningflipside.com. It makes things faster, and faster is better. Be nice to Gate. They're super awesome folks who do a non-glamorous yet essential job for our community.
Greeters. The greeter station is where we step out of our default reality and enter the one we create together, as well as a place to ensure all participants are prepared for their time together. How to be greeted? Arrive at the greeter station ready for some love. The greeters will be super excited to see you. Greeters will quiz you on this survival guide, help you set good expectations for yourself, and double-check that you have all the necessities. If you're not fully prepared, you may be turned back to finish gathering provisions. Your car will be marked with a drop-off deadline for parking. Once you have been properly greeted, proceed to your identified Pyropolis zone, where you will be met by zone greeters. They will direct you to your flagged theme camp spot, or open camping. Zone 0. If you're bringing a theme camp, major art piece, or sound system, stop by the Zone 0 desk at greeters to check in.
Parking. Parking will be extremely limited. Carpool if you can. You will have a window of 2 hours to unpack and get your car to parking. You must park your car in parking. No one wants to hang out in a parking lot, so please don't turn Pyropolis into one. If you are sleeping in your vehicle and it is parked in your theme camp, you must disguise, cover, or otherwise get rid of its carness. If a vehicle is not artified, you must move it to parking even if you are in open camping. Unloading vehicles must be 5 feet off the roads. There must be easy access for emergency vehicles at all times. RVs, trailers, and other large vehicles may be directed to reserved areas. See RVs, page 5. Vehicles parked in unauthorized or unlawful areas will be towed. Yes, really, towed. It's a long walk from parking back to the camping areas. Unpack everything you want, and consider wearing those shoes just for a little longer. Please secure your vehicle, turn off your engine, and put your keys somewhere memorable.
Logistics for out-of-towners. Fly in, rent a car, get here fast. The fastest route from Bergstrom Airport to Flipside uses Toll Road 130. Exit the airport by turning right, east, on 71. Get in the left lane to enter Toll Road 130 heading north. Stay on 130 until you hit 79 in Hutto. Turn right, east, on 79, and follow the map. Basically, it's 80 miles an hour all the way, no traffic or traffic lights until you hit Hutto. Texas has done away with cash payment in toll booths. The tolls will be charged to your card a few weeks after the rental by your rental car agency. Please check with your rental agency to confirm their additional service fees for this. For supplies on this route, Stonehill Town Center in Pflugerville is located at the intersection of toll roads 130 and 45. You'll find a Super Target, bacon, groceries and whatnot, Dick's Sporting Good, camping equipment, and a Home Depot for duct tape.
How many? 2004 was the first year with more than 1,000 people. 2008 was the first year with more than 2,000. The year with the most people was 2014, with a population of 2,982.
And now, Milam County businesses. Apache Pass Restaurant and Ice House at Apache Pass off of FM 908 in downtown Texas, Texas. Steve's Place, 111 East Salty Street off Main Street in Thorndale. Small bar, less expensive. Excellent burgers served after 6 p.m., Saturday 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Uptown Cafe, 204 West Highway 79 in Thorndale, 512-898-4182. Good folks and good food, near as we can tell. They can handle a crowd up to 150 people. Catering is available. Tell Lewis howdy from the burner crowd. Thorndale Community Lumber, County 99 South Main Street, Thorndale, 512-898-2024. They also have a supply of hardware, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. Thorndale Meat Market, 204 West Highway 79 in Thorndale, 512-898-5387. A good place for meat, especially bacon. Give a howdy from the burner crowd. Call ahead if you have a special request, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Sethco Convenience Store, 201 East Highway 79 in Thorndale, 512-898-2683. Especially convenient because it doesn't cross Highway 79 and FM 486. J&K Grocery at the Shell Station, 101 East Highway 79 in Thorndale, 512-898-2921. We'll do special beer orders. Deliveries are Tuesday and Wednesday. Call ahead. Brookshire Brothers, 1701 West 4th Street, Cameron, Texas, 76520, and at 725 West Cameron Avenue, Rockdale, Texas, 76567, grocery store. And Walmart, 709 West US 79 in Rockdale, Texas.
Getting supplies along the way. If you'd like to maximize Flipside's positive monetary support of Milam County, please consider shopping for goods in Thorndale, Cameron, and Rockdale. FYI, Round Rock, Hutto, Taylor, and Thrall are not in Milam County. H-E-B's are a local big grocery store, and H-E-B is located in Round Rock on 79 and A.W. Grimes. Grocery stores carry only beer and wine and do not sell either before noon on Sunday. Liquor is sold 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. only at liquor stores.
who hosts. Flipside has been at its current location, Apache Pastures, from 2010 to 2018. From 2006 to 2009, it was at Flat Creek in Blanco County. Our birthplace? It was at the Recreation Plantation in Dripping Springs from 1999 to 2005.
Being here. Services and policies. Abuse of expression. AAR will not tolerate expression in any form that serves to demean, intimidate, or ostracize. Animals. No pets allowed. If you bring an animal, you will not be allowed into the event. Service animals allowed on a case-by-case basis. No emotional support animals. If you require a service animal, email LLC at burningflipside.com by May 1st, 2019. Ice. Ice will be sold at Flipside on the main field near the effigy area. Hours are subject to change. Planned ice hours, Thursday through Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Monday, noon to 2 p.m. Emergency call boxes. Call boxes will be placed around the event site with radios that communicate directly to Safety HQ. Look for a yellow post with a red box containing a radio. If you have a MERS radio, you can set it up to communicate directly with Safety HQ as well. Configure MERS radio to channel 5, code 11, 154.600/CTCSS97.4. This channel is used by our safety teams and Burning Man's too. For more information, go to burningflipside.com/radios. Porta potties. Porta potties will be located throughout all populated areas at Flipside. Hand sanitizer stations are located at the larger banks of them. Don't leave your trash or throw trash in the porta potties. Recycling. No recycling is available at the event. Please pack it out. Volunteer Central. Look for the station at the Central Crossroads where you can sign up for a volunteer shift during the event. Driving. Many volunteer departments use golf carts as official vehicles. You must be authorized to drive an official vehicle. Participant-created art vehicles must be registered with the Department of Mutant Vehicles. Unauthorized or unsafe use can result in liability for property damage, impounding of the vehicles, ejected from the event, and even criminal charges. See Mutant Vehicles. Ejection. Austin Artistic Reconstruction, AAR LLC, reserves the right to deny entry to the event or to revoke event access at any time for any reason or for no reason whatsoever. Entrance policy. No one will be allowed into the event without a ticket, signed waiver of liability, and a valid ID. If you're bringing minor children, additional documents are necessary. See children. You cannot gain admittance by volunteering. Tickets are not available for purchase at the gate. Keep your ticket handy. Exodus. Flipside officially ends on Monday, May 27th, 2019. All Flippisons, their camp, moop, and trash must be off the land by 5 p.m. No exceptions. There will be Exodus teams roaming the land to assist you with departure. At any time during the event, unforeseen developments, like weather or emergencies, may require an exodus. Fires and fire performers. Be respectful of the land when using fire. Use burn barrels or pre-made fire pits. Do not damage the land. Do not leave a fire unattended. If using any fire or flammable materials, bring a fire extinguisher and know how to use it. If you're a fire performer, have a safety at all times. If there's a burn ban, no fires will be allowed at all, not even those in burn pits, and all fire performers must be in designated areas. Check with greeters when you arrive. Every year, 80 porta potties are brought in, cleaned, and serviced twice a day for 4 days, making for 640 total cleanings. Thank the folks who clean them, and find the volunteers who adopted and decorated your favorite.
In-N-Out policy. In-N-Outs at the gate are discouraged. Really, why would you want to leave? If you must leave, check in with gate on your way out. To get back in, you must return only during gate hours. See the gate section for those hours. Bring with you the re-entry pass issued to you by gate for $10 per person, your Flipside ticket, some form of identification, and your wristband. Lasers! Lasers are cool! But even inexpensive handheld ones can cause permanent blindness almost instantly if used carelessly. Before using or even packing a laser, think hard about how you will use it responsibly and whether the fun you'll have with it will outweigh the risk. Improper use of lasers can result in temporary or permanent blindness. Seriously, look it up. Never shine a laser of any size into anyone's eyes, including your own. Anything
larger than a handheld laser must be mounted 7 feet above the ground and must be aimed into the tree line. If you bring a laser, you take personal responsibility for the safe use of that laser. If you have any questions or concerns, email Austin Artistic Reconstruction at llc@burningflipside.com.
Law enforcement. We create a temporary city with its own rules. The city coexists within an area of real laws. Try to make that coexistence a peaceful one. Abide by all relevant local, state, and federal laws. If you see law enforcement officers, be nice to them. AAR LLC will cooperate with all local, county, state, and federal officials. We all share an interest in having a smooth event.
Mutant vehicle etiquette. Mutant vehicles, aka art cars, can be seen and ridden at the event. We love them. They're amazing. There are some rules on dealing with them. Firstly, don't try to get on, impede, or stop a moving art car. Wait until it's come to a complete stop and you have the operator's permission before boarding or disembarking. Don't be a jackass if it doesn't stop for you. Ask for permission of the owner and operator before you operate the vehicle's artistic additions. For example, fire cannons, pants cannons, and sound and light systems. What is a pants cannon? I want to know. Help look out for the safety of fellow passengers and passersby. Report any safety issues, violations, and/or problems to the Piropolis Rangers immediately. Art car owners and drivers have a different set of rules. One, be registered with and inspected at DMV and have tags. Two, observe speed limit of 5 miles per hour or slower. Three, yield to everyone and observe traffic rules. Follow instructions from rangers and event coordinators. And this is the most important one, be completely sober. Have gelled headlights if driving at night. Submit to on-site safety inspection, aka interrogation. And please note, improper use of a mutant vehicle can result in the revocation of your DMV license, which would suck.
Personal boundaries. Self-expression and cooperation require a social contract to make our event a place for everyone to play. Respect the moment. Comfort levels vary at different times and with different people. Respect personal boundaries. Before you assume someone wants your physical attentions, ask. Being direct is not a buzzkill obligation, it is expected protocol. No means no, only yes means yes. After someone has said no, cajoling, pleading, or any form of emotional blackmail is unacceptable. Respecting personal boundaries includes taking pictures or video as well as physical and verbal interaction. Take responsibility for your own boundaries. You must be able to say no. Be sober enough to be in control, or make arrangements with a friend to have a designated driver. How you feel is not magically telegraphed to others. You are in charge of your boundaries. You can always ask for help. Talk to those around you or a ranger if someone is making you uncomfortable.
Photography, video, and audio recording. Burning Flipside is a private event. Redistribution or public display of images, including internet-based media, requires explicit consent of all subject parties. Before you shoot or record, ask first. Many people are sensitive to photos taken or recordings made at the event. The right not to be photographed or recorded in any other way supersedes the right to take a photograph. Ask permission. Images may only be taken for personal use and may not be used professionally or for any other commercial purpose without the prior written approval by AAR LLC. Photography, videography, and audio recording for personal use is allowed. However, you must sign a commercial media agreement, which states in part that the media will not be used commercially unless otherwise approved by AAR LLC. All dedicated video cameras must be registered at the gate or the ranger station. If you plan on posting anything on social media, make sure you follow the rules outlined below.
Safety markers. Any intentional removal, destruction, or alteration of the safety lighting, event signs, or caution tape is grounds for removal from the event. Social media. Posting photos to social media sites removes your control of the photos and of the ask-first arrangement made with other participants. Your friend said yes to your snapshot,
not to your publishing that photo on the InterCyber Googly Tweets. These sites can retain photos even after you delete them. Think twice. Trespassing. Don't cross fences, boundary tape, and other posted boundaries. The property lines may be in unexpected places. Do not cross the boundaries of the event. If you see a sign, respect it. Trespassing on private property is illegal and can be dangerous. Disregarding boundary signs can get you ejected from the event. Vandalism and art defacement. Defacing art or any other property, including the land and its trees, is not an acceptable exercise of self-expression. Anyone caught defacing any artist's work or private property without that artist's express permission will be subject to both ejection from Flipside and any potential legal charges that the artist may wish to file, with the full support of AAR LLC. Wristbands. Everyone is required to wear a wristband. Anyone found without a wristband may be ejected. Replacements can be acquired at the gate. You will need a ticket and ID.
Look out! Have fun. Don't die. Flora and fauna. There are plenty of nasty critters all over Texas. This is not a definitive guide. Keep an eye out and try to avoid these. Fire ants. Fire ants are mean. Put signs around ant beds so people know to avoid them and cinnamon around your tent to keep them out of your stuff. Mosquitoes are omnipresent. Can't avoid them. Pecan trees on the land are beautiful, sacred, fragile, and part of a working agricultural orchard. Do not paint, mark, cut, trim, drill, spike, or hang things from a tree for any reason. Doing so will be considered vandalism of private property, and we want to be invited back. Some art may be allowed to hang from trees, but only with advance approval. Contact the art lead at art@burningflipside.com. Poison ivy is, unfortunately, abundant. Find out what it looks like before you arrive. If you think you've been exposed, wash with a grease-cutting dish soap and warm water. Put gloves on and wipe everything you can with rubbing alcohol. Pack ivy block, Vanfill, ivy cleanse towelettes, and or Technu Extreme Poison Ivy Scrub just in case. Scorpions like to hide under things like tents and in things like shoes. Shake your shoes out before you put them on. If you are stung and experience unusual symptoms, shortness of breath, dizziness, vomiting, contact the Pyropolis emergency team immediately. Snakes in the area are mostly not harmful, but go with the plan of mutual avoidance for safety. If you hear a rattle, stop and move slowly away from the sound. The river may contain water moccasins. Beware of leeches in the creek.
Hydration. Dehydration is a very serious risk due to Texas summer heat. Drink water, lots of it. Beer dehydrates you, it is not water. Water is not sold at the event, except in the form of ice, so bring all the water you will need. We strongly recommend a minimum of 3 gallons per day. Keep an eye out for these signs of dehydration in yourself and help fellow participants be aware. Feeling uncharacteristically cranky. Sudden weight loss. Increasing thirst and dry mouth. Weakness or lightheadedness, particularly if worse on standing. Darkening of the urine or a decrease in urination. Drink enough water to piss clear. This ain't no raver daycare. The river. The San Gabriel River runs through the land and is a great place to cool off. It is public and is not a private swimming hole. While water traffic in the area is unlikely, it is possible. Media, law enforcement, and others may be using this public waterway. Consider the water like a public road. Please respect all local, state, and federal laws and the sensibilities of our neighbors. Swim at your own risk. No lifeguards on duty. Do not swim alone. Be alert to weather conditions. Check first for signage before entering the water. If there is rain in the area, water can rise rapidly. We are downstream of a dam. In case of storms, get out of the water.
Safety Services, located at Safety HQ. Not a bad idea to know where it is. Pyropolis Emergency Team, PETS. The Pyropolis Emergency Team, commonly referred to as PETS, provides 24-hour first aid and emergency response for Burning Flipside. Every PET volunteer is certified or a licensed medical professional who is trained to treat injuries and, if necessary, work with the Rangers to evacuate patients with serious injuries or potentially life-threatening medical conditions. If you need a PET, they can be found at Safety HQ or contacted via your nearest Ranger or radio-wielding volunteer. Safety HQ is located near the main field. Pyropolis Fire Department. The Pyropolis Fire Department is composed of trained volunteer firefighters. In an emergency, the fire team can be reached at Safety HQ or via radio by any radio-wielding volunteer, including any ranger. Rangers. Radical self-reliance and respect means that you are responsible for your own actions. Make sure your actions don't interfere with the enjoyment of the event for others. This includes being respectful of your neighbors, controlling the volume of your camp, and working out disagreements respectfully. Rangers mosey through the event. You can reach out to them if you need urgent help or assistance in resolving a conflict. They are not police. They are not the man. Rangers are participants who volunteer to help make our event safe and smooth so that we all can have more fun. There will always be a ranger at SafetyHQ. Sanctuary. Flipside can be a challenging environment, not just physically, but emotionally, and sometimes people get overwhelmed. Sanctuary is there to help participants get centered and get back into the event.
Flipside is run entirely by volunteers. There are no paid Flipside staff. All kidding aside, this is important. You voluntarily assume any risk of serious injury or death by attending. You must bring enough food, water, shelter, and first aid to survive a long summer weekend in rural Texas. You may encounter venomous snakes and insects, wild animals, thorns, and poison ivy. Proper footwear and personal lighting are essential. Extreme heat is to be expected and flash flood conditions are possible. Be aware. This is not a consumer event. Leave nothing behind when you leave the site. This is what it means to leave no trace. Firearms, fireworks, rockets, and all other explosives are prohibited. Commercial use of photo, video, audio, and other media depictions taken at Burning Flipside is prohibited without prior written consent of Austin Artistic Reconstruction, LLC. No vending, no pets, no spectators. Austin Artistic Reconstruction, LLC reserves the right to deny entry to the event or to revoke event access at any time for any reason or for no reason whatsoever. Tickets are non-refundable. You agree to abide by the contents in this survival guide. There will be a test. Serious. To learn more about Flipside 2019 and how you can get involved, visit burningflipside.com or email volunteerinfo@burningflipside.com.